ಹರಿ ರಾಧಾನಾಥ ಪೂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗಿರಿ ಪದಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿ ಪದಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಚಂದನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಚಂದನ ಯಮುನಾಥೀರ ಪನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾಥೀರ ಪನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾನಾಥ ಪುಂಜಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾನಾಥ ಪುಂಜಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಪ್ರತಿ ಕ್ಷಮತ ಗುರಿ ಪದಧಾರಿ ಪ್ರತಿ ಕ್ಷಮತ ಗುರಿ ಪದಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಚಂದನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಚಂದನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಪನಚಾರಿ
ಜನಾಕ್ಷದಾಖಾಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರು ನಿಧಾನೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಾಧಾಮಯಂ ತಥಾಪಿ ಸ್ವಾಪದಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಪಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಾಂ ಸ
सात्रचाताम सहतना रघुनाथं विकाम धाम सजीवं सात्रितं सापतुतं परिचना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादं सहतना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु चतत्पथे गोपेशा गोपिकाकांता राधाकांता नमोस्तुते तत्कंसना गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि हरि कृष्णकृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी भिक्षुनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे कौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी हस्तप्रदेशकारिणे
हरे कृष्ण overwhelmed upon seeing everyone today. Thank you for being here. Hare Krishna. I lost track of numbers with years. But it's been many years since I've been here with all of you at New Ramanite. And it's truly a joy to see how the lotus of your community is blooming and blossoming with so many wonderful devotees. There's something special I'm supposed to speak of.
We missed you.
I missed you.
Thank you, Prabhu. I missed you. I'm remembering Srila Prabhupada visited it's not the fault of the technician, it is my technical karma. Speaking on behalf of everyone. But even PhDs in audio technology with multi-million dollar sound systems as soon as I come to the microphone. And if I'm in a little village with a little horn, it's the same thing. But Srila Prabhupada, this was in the 1970s. He was sitting on his Vyasasan. Just came in from an airport. There was a beautiful welcoming. So many devotees greeted him and offered garlands. He looked upon the beautiful deities. And he was speaking about his ride from the airport to the temple. He said, "We are very proud that we're making great advancement. But what is our advancement? A dog is running on four legs, and now human beings are running on four wheels. But both are running for the same thing: eating, sleeping, mating, defending. So what is our progress?" He explained how actual progress is the progress of the values of our consciousness. Beginning with, who am I? Birth, old age, disease, and death are inevitable, whatever type of car you drive, whatever class in the airplane you fly in, whatever color, sex, age, or social status our body may be. This is another one of my karmas. Don't blame the babies or the mothers. But mothers, please help me. Suffering is inevitable. Srila Prabhupada explains that suffering is imminent in every stage of life. Padam padam yad vipadam atesha, whoever we are. But there is a veneer of pleasure that causes us to see in a very superficial and shallow way, thinking, "I am the enjoyer, I am the controller, I am the proprietor." Thinking that we're independent. But we are all subordinate to time, the modes of material nature. And on an emotional, physical, scientific, technological, mathematical, there's no way to come out of that. But from the very beginning, Bhagavad Gita is teaching the science to understand the nature of the jiva, the soul. And then whether we're running on four wheels or flying on two wings, because birds also have two wings, or whether we're going underwater like fish, or whatever we're doing on this earth. Who am I? What is the purpose of life? And how am I progressing toward the purpose of life? When we see life from a realistic perspective. That's the only thing that really matters. And all of our responsibilities are harmonized and orchestrated so that it helps us to progress toward our eternal loving service to the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada, after giving that analogy of the running, he said, there were so many detours on the highway where they were doing road construction. And the signs were reading, temporary inconvenience for permanent convenience. And actually, that's what tapasya means. But in the material world, he said, there's always roadblocks. Because by the power of time, roads, there's no permanent convenience. By the time road is fixed, sometimes we're so old that we can't even enjoy riding on it. And then we take birth again to see more road construction. But what is permanent convenience? Devotivyam putrakayena sattvam. That to endure hardships for the higher cause of pleasing Krishna. Tesham satata yuktanam rajatam priti purvakam. Tadami buddhi yogantam yena mama vedanta. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, for one who is constantly engaged in my service and worships me with love, priti, I give the understanding by which they could come to me. When Krishna is pleased, Krishna reveals everything. And if Krishna is not pleased, there's nothing we can do to get through our false ego to reach our own souls. It is human tendency to try to find a cheap way around what Srila Prabhupada called being sincere. Through torturing our body, through developing great skills, incredible intelligence. If we have the capacity, it is our duty to reach our fullest potential, but in harmony with our purpose, to please Krishna. Because if in doing all these other things, if Krishna is not pleased, we can't really make any true spiritual advancement. Atha pumbirat vijastrishta sparnashtama vibhagash shvanushtatasya dharmasya samsadhir haritosha. The success of anything we do, in whatever role of life we're in, our varna, our ashram, is that Krishna's pleased. And Krishna's pleased when, in a very simple way to explain, when we are trying to please those who please Krishna. May I tell a story?
Arrivo.
Thank you. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a wonderful story that includes several profound and essential purports that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Last week was, according to our Vaishnav calendar, the day of Rath Yatra. And on that day, it's also the disappearance day of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami and Srila Shivananda Singh. Shivananda Singh is a gopi of the name Veera from Goloka Vrindavan. And Swarup Damodar Goswami is Lalita Sakhi. So they appear in the world by the will of Srimati Radharani and Shamsundar. It is so important for us to understand the connection between Shivananda Singh and Rath Yatra. After Lord Chaitanya traveled for approximately 2 years to the provinces of eastern, southern, and western India, he returned to Jagannath Puri. It was at that time that Swarup Damodar came to meet him. And he sent a message to the devotees in Bengal. Prana Govinda Prabhu, do you know approximately how far is Navadweep from Jagannath Puri?
500 kilometers.
How many miles is that?
375
miles. Correct. 500 kilometers. That's almost 400 miles. How long would it take you to walk 400 miles? Along with 300 other devotees. Sometimes with your husbands, your wives, your children. And it wasn't like there was super highways to walk on. Walking through jungles. And in those days, India was a conglomeration of so many different kingdoms or states. And the zamindar in each state was basically the ruler of that state and could tax you anything he or she wanted to let you in. So there was immigrations, sometimes a couple times a day. So they all gathered at Advaitacharya's house in Shantipur. Devotees from Navadvip, Kulinagram, Sri Kalna, Kumarahata. And there was one family, the family of Shivananda Sena. Nowhere does it describe him to be a very wealthy, influential person. But he wanted to serve the Lord. To get to Puri, all he had to do was go with everyone else. And he would see the Lord. The Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada would say, do not try to see Krishna, but try to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna is pleased to see you. He had such an enthusiasm to serve every devotee. He took it upon himself spontaneously, his family, to know the exact route to get to Puri. To pay all the tolls and taxes for everyone. And Bengal and Orissa, there's so many rivers. And in those days, they were all full of water, too. You had to hire boats. You had to find boats. Now, boats for 200 to 300 people are not always just at the riverbank. You had to send advance parties to get the boats. And he paid for all the passengers on every boat. And every evening when they stopped, he would arrange residential quarters for everyone to rest comfortably. Now in Bengal and Orissa in those days, there was no, the Patel community were not making motels and hotels in Bengal and Orissa. Do you know how he did it? I don't know if he set up tents. It doesn't give descriptions, but they were going through jungles and fields. But he arranged comfortable places for everyone to stay, and he fed them to their full satisfaction with nice prasadam. That means he had to send ahead a party of devotees to make a kitchen and cook, maybe in a forest, maybe in a field, maybe in a town or a village. He actually did everything for everyone. So everyone could just be chanting and dancing happily and not have to worry. He took all the worries upon himself, all the cost and expense. That means anybody who couldn't afford it was not disqualified to come. It's just a matter if you wanted to take the walk and see Lord Chaitanya. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes how Shivananda Sen was so happy to do this. To serve. Because he knew that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't just want to see him, he wanted to see all the devotees. And this is what will please the Lord. Let me make the devotees happy. One day, along with about 300 devotees, singing and dancing. How long does it take to walk from Navadvip to Puri?
1 month.
1 month?
Yes. We have to sleep.
You can sleep to your heart's content. Takes a long time. And he's under constant stress to make sure everyone's happy. And one day, a dog joined the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada explains, as far as we understand, just a street dog. Not like a pedigree pet dog. Shivananda Sen he was seeing every living being as an eternal servant of Krishna, somehow or other lost in this material world and suffering due to so many temporary designations. There's honor and dishonor. There's health and disease. There's youth, there's old age. Success, failure, victory, defeat. There's cold and hot. So many difficulties, all based on these designations that we're thinking, I am this body. And when we fall into this trap of illusory energy without experiencing the joy of devotional service to Krishna, that we have to find that satisfaction through these mental, emotional, and physical experiences. Krishna is Ishvara Parama. He's the supreme controller of all controllers. If we disconnect from finding the infinite joy in loving Krishna as the supreme controller, then we try to find joy in being the controller ourselves. Aishwaryasya samagrasya. Krishna has all beauty, all strength, all knowledge, all fame, all wealth. And even after having it all, he wants to serve his devotees, all renunciation. When we're not finding the joy in Krishna's infinite opulences, we're trying to find it in ourselves, in either I or mine. So Shivananda saying, he personified a real preacher. He considered his greatest joy in life is to help anyone who would allow him to help to come closer to Lord Chaitanya. So Bengalis, I guess even in those days, they probably put a lot of spice in their salad. Shivananda Sen had special meals made for the dog. Now, what profit is he going to gain from that? The dog can't even tell anyone what he did. At least, no humans. But this is the child of my Lord. And Chaitanya Charitamrita describes at one time when they came to a river, all the devotees, and they were exalted devotees, Advaitacharya, his son, Achyutananda, Nityananda Prabhu would come, Srivas Thakur and his three brothers. Sometimes Malini, Sita Thakurani, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Murari Gupta. These are the greatest acharyas that ever lived in the world. They're among the party, and then there's the simple common devotees and the dog. So they're all in the ship, and the boatman says, no dogs allowed on my boats. They're just rowboats. Shivananda Saint paid far more fare than the humans. I guess he bribed them to let the dog on. They crossed the river. After so many days, there was a toll stop, like customs immigration, to get into a new state. And they were really harassing and delaying. So Shivananda Sen had everyone else go through. Let everyone through. I'll do all these negotiations all by myself. And everyone had big dinner. Everyone was in their residences. And Shivananda Sen is still trying to get through. And when he finally did come, they served him his dinner. Shivananda saying, what was he thinking? He must have been really hungry. He asked his assistant, did you feed the dog? Would you be thinking like that? The assistant said, I forgot. Shivananda saying, would not eat. He arranged 10 devotees to search for the dog. They searched and searched, but they couldn't find him. Shivananda Sen fasted the rest of the day because he considered that here is a devotee coming to see my Lord and I did not take care of him. And actually, seeing Shivananda Sen's concern, everyone in the party felt very bad. Eventually, they came to Jagannath Puri. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally greeted everyone. He took them to bathe in Narendra Sarovar. He took them to Jagannath's temple for darshan. They had transcendental sankirtan in the Jagannath, the kirtan hall. They circumambulated the temple of Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally arranged wonderful mahaprasad for all the devotees. And Lord Chaitanya himself would be sure that everyone had a proper place to stay at night, residence. The next morning, all the devotees came to Lord Chaitanya's place. He was staying in a place called Gambira at the house of Kashi Mishra. There's a courtyard there. It's early morning. They're all gathered together with such anticipation to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was sitting with the same dog, the lost dog. Lord Chaitanya was biting a piece of green coconut pulp. And then he would take that and he would take a piece and throw it to the dog and tell the dog, chant Hare Krishna Rama. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami authoritatively describes that this dog was going Krishna Krishna again and again and again. And Lord Chaitanya is so pleased that he was chanting Krishna's name. He threw another piece of coconut pulp. And the dog, it describes he was sitting. So Lord Chaitanya was really a good shot. It's not that the dog had to jump up or anything. He threw it right into his mouth. That was Maha Maha Prasad from the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With his own hand. He said, chant Krishna Krishna, Hari Bol. And the dog of Krishna Krishna. It's not that the dog became like a human voice, but in his own way he was chanting Krishna Krishna. This gives a certain type of insight in there. There's no hard and fast rules. Chaitanya was so happy. The devotees were in bliss to see this loving relationship. And what did Srivas Thakur do? He bowed down to the dog. We can say he bowed to the lotus paws of the street dog. Because he was feeling himself that I made an offense to this dog. He was bowing down like to a superior. The next day, and never again, did anyone in this world see that dog. The scripture tells us that that dog achieved the ultimate liberation of pure devotional service to the Lord in Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. What people strive to achieve birth after birth after birth, that little dog, all he did was become dear to Shivananda Singh. And here's Srila Prabhupada's purport where he's explaining Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's lesson of this story. The great blessing of being the object of the mercy of a great devotee. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that fortunately, when he was a child, his father and mother were great devotees of the Lord. And they extended their mercy upon him. And they would pray, O Srimati Radharani, please give our child love for Sri Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada explains, because of that blessing, because I received that mercy from my parents, that is why I am doing so many things today. And this is parampara. In Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, one great devotee, Damodar Pandit, had come from Navadvip Mayapur, where he visited Sachi Mata, Lord Chaitanya's mother. He delivered. Lord Chaitanya gave Sachi Mata all kinds of prasad and gifts he gave to deliver to his mother. And when Damodar Pandit returned, Lord Chaitanya asked, "How is my mother?" Now, Damodar Pandit had just been with her for many days. He witnessed her devotion, her love, her extraordinary qualities. And one of the special qualities of this devotee, Damodar Pandit, is he would just speak his mind. He got angry at Lord Chaitanya. "How could you ask, how is your mother? It's only because of her that you have any love for Krishna." And he started glorifying Sachimata, her devotion, her surrender, her ecstatic emotions of compassion. And Lord Chaitanya was so humbled by this. He said, "Yes, what you're saying is true." And on several occasions in other stories as well, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when referring to his mother Sachi, he said, "Whatever devotion I have, whatever love for Krishna that you may see in me, it's only because of the mercy of my mother." This is the nature of a devotee. We never want to take credit. We are always recognizing the reality that it's by the mercy of others that I have anything that I can offer to Krishna. It is that state of mind that pleases Krishna. In the material world, people are fighting to get positions and to get recognition. And among those who are truly following in the footsteps of the acharyas, they're lovingly fighting to give recognition and positions to others while taking full responsibility. If we examine Sivananda Sen, it wasn't like, "Well, let them get all the credit. That means I don't have to do anything." He was doing everything to his fullest capacity. Whatever money he had, whatever energy. And for people to go all the way to Puri, according to Prana Govinda Prabhu, it takes at least several weeks to get there. And then they're there for 4 months. But then he takes them back. He doesn't leave them there. He does it twice every year. Going there and bringing back. That means the whole year. And there's a wife, there's 3 children. He's taking care of them with full responsibility, but at the same time, the whole family's with him to be making all these arrangements, managerially, organizationally, financially. And that was his happiness. Srila Prabhupada quotes Thakur Bhakti Vinod. What is it? Toma te Thakura Tomara Kukura. He's praying to become the dog of a devotee. to be dear to a devotee, to be the object of compassion of a devotee, is actually the greatest blessing and the greatest wealth that Krishna gives us. It is our free will how we're willing to receive it and appreciate the value of it. When Haridas Thakur was offered any benediction in the whole existence, material or spiritual, during Mahaprakash Lila, Thakur Haridas, he could have asked for ecstatic love for Krishna. He could have asked for elevation to Goloka Vrindavan. What to speak of heavenly happiness? He was being dishonored, he was being persecuted, he was being hated. So much stuff was going on in his life. He could have asked for relief. Just let me be understood. From the core of his heart, he asked, just let me be a dog near the home of your devotee, so I could get their mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Radha Bhavaduti Suvalita Nomi Krishna Swarupa. He's the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the father and mother of every living entity. Sarvasya cha aham hridishani vishya. I'm sorry. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matva sarvam pravartate. Iti matva pajante mam buddha bhava samangata. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. Krishna is the life of all life. Sarva Loka Maheshwam, the proprietor of everything that exists. Aham Bija Pradapita, the father, mother of every living entity. And yet, the Lord, in the mood of his supreme pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani, is tasting her love, because he knows that that love, that prema bhakti, is greater than even him. How can anything be greater than the greatest? By the will of the greatest. Doesn't make sense, because it's achintya, it's inconceivable. And actually, the deeper we go in any aspect of Krishna or his energies, everything's inconceivable. It's almost superficial to think that things are actually conceivable. We can grasp it philosophically, scientifically, logically, to the extent that we surrender. But it's only in that surrender, that sharanagati, that Krishna reveals himself. Otherwise, there's no possibility. How is Krishna within everyone's heart? Personally, Lord Chaitanya took the role of a devotee to teach us how to be devotee. And in this beautiful story, which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and our acharyas have especially highlighted as one of the key features of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, because that dog was dear to Shivananda Sen, he or she, it doesn't even say actually, if I remember, didn't have any quality, it doesn't describe any sadhana. Didn't describe how much charity and philanthropy the dog did. It's just a dog. Only qualification. He was the object of the love and compassion of a true Vaishnava. And that dog accepted it without duplicity, without any ulterior motive. Just receive the mercy. And Shivananda Sen wasn't even proud of what he was giving that dog. In fact, he was feeling guilty. He didn't give enough. But Lord Chaitanya, taking recognition how Shivananda Sen cared so much, he personally took it upon himself to send that dog back home, back to God. This is an essential truth on the path of bhakti, pure devotional service. To be servant of servant of servant. Even if we're a leader. Srila Prabhupada sometimes from his Vyasasan, he would look down at all of us. He's looking down at all of us at this moment from his Vyasasan. And in one lecture on his Guru Maharaj's disappearance day, Srila Prabhupada was so emotional. He said, "I am seeing all of you as the representatives of my Guru Maharaj." And he has sent all of you here to help. The Prabhupada cried. He said, "Thank you. Thank you for helping me to spread the mission of my Guru Maharaj." That's greatness. To receive the mercy of such a great soul by just being an object of their compassion should humble us beyond anything else that we can achieve. Because when we're humble, we receive, we appreciate. And to actually receive and appreciate means with determination to reciprocate. Because unless we're committed to reciprocate, are we really grateful? Mm-hmm. Gratitude is not just a fleeting mental state. It's not just a sentiment. It's a way of life. If we're grateful, within our capacity to, we'll do everything and anything we can to reciprocate. This is foundational to bhakti. Our spiritual strength is derived from our willingness to reciprocate with what Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas have given us. By doing everything we can. Shivananda saying, why was he serving everyone like this? Every year. Year after year after year. That means he was constantly making plans and saving and everything. And it wasn't like, I did it last year, somebody else should do it next year. He was just so happy to do it. He was happy to suffer. One year, he sent everyone through one tax collecting border, and he was kept for a long time. Because he couldn't waste money, he didn't have that much. He considered all this money belongs to the Lord, and therefore all this money is meant for the service of the Lord's devotees. So he got late that year. All the families of all the devotees were there. That means there was really a lot of people. And Nityananda Prabhu, the year before, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, do not come back to Puri. Stay in Bengal and preach. But Lord Chaitanya came back. Lord Nityananda Prabhu came back. And Kaviraj Goswami, he describes who can understand the love of Nityananda Prabhu. He wasn't even supposed to be there, but he came anyway. And as he's standing under a tree in this place, and Shivananda saying his assistants were not able without him to arrange the prasad. So Nityananda Prabhu, he's standing under the tree, and he says very loudly, where is Shivananda Sen? I am so hungry I could die. Let all his children die. Now, that may sound harsh, but Nityananda Prabhu, he has his way of showing mercy. Shivananda Sen's wife was standing right there. And this is Nityananda Prabhu, he's Balaram. He's the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, first expansion. He's all powerful. When he says something like that, just by his will, the entire cosmic manifestation and all the universes are created. Mahavishnu, who is the super soul of the entire creation, just by his exhalation, by his sweet will, all the universes are created. And he's just a partial expansion of Balaram, who is Nityananda Prabhu. So when Shivananda Sen cleared the customs and he came through, his wife is crying. Nityananda Prabhu, he was so hungry. He said, all our children are going to die. Now, mothers, how would you take that? Shivananda Sen said, If that is the will of Nityananda Prabhu, then let us all die. Now, we're not supposed to just see this superficially. The depth of what we're reading and hearing here, his faith in Nityananda Prabhu, the original guru, that whatever Lord Nityananda Prabhu does, whether we understand it or don't understand it, it is for the ultimate well-being and benefit of all of us. That was his faith. And it wasn't just a theoretical. It wasn't, well, actually, they're not going to die. He was just saying that. He was speaking from his heart. If that is what the Lord feels we should do, then that is the ultimate best thing for everyone. The Lord is all good. The Lord is all merciful. We have our little problems and we think, why is God doing this to me? But Shivananda Sen is giving us the heart of a true Vaishnava. Such faith. Such trust. That even if Nityananda is angry, even if it appears he's cursing, because he's Nityananda Prabhu, because he's Krishna, it is for the ultimate well-being of all of us. How many of us could pass that test? And if we do, we're expecting to be rewarded. This is only the beginning of this pastime. Shivananda saying, let us be happy with whatever blessings Nityananda gives us. And then he goes running to get food to Nityananda, because Nityananda is hungry. And as soon as he reaches Nityananda Prabhu, what did Nityananda Prabhu do? He left.
He left.
Here, he's surrendering on such an extent. He's back there with all these probably demoniac tax collectors. He's taking everybody. He's working day and night to help everybody to reach Lord Chaitanya. And he's just been through a crisis at a toll booth. And now he comes back and his whole family's cursed to die. And he's running to get food to Nityananda Prabhu. As soon as he came, Nityananda Prabhu, very angry, scolded him and kicked him. Can you imagine being kicked by Lord Nityananda?
Yes.
He kicked him. Angry. And what did Srivas do? He bowed down. He ran. He got a really nice feast, food, brought it to Nityananda Prabhu, served him with his own hands with such gratitude and love. Nityananda Prabhu was so pleased he embraced him. What was the result of that? When they reached Puri finally, days later, all the different devotees from Bengal, Navadvip, Shantipur, Srikanda, Kulina, Kram, Kumarahata, all these places, and all the devotees from Orissa who gathered, they were all inviting Lord Chaitanya for prasad. So Lord Chaitanya came one day to Shivananda Sen's house. And he asked Shivananda Sen, what is the name of this child? And Shivananda Sen said, Chaitanya Das. And Lord Chaitanya said, why did you give him a name like that? And And Shivananda saying, when you're asked a question, you have to answer. Especially when God asks you a question. He said, that is the name that came out of my heart, and that is the name that my son has accepted and likes very much. Shivananda saying, arrange Jagannath Prasad. So many nice preparations. Very luxurious prasad. And because Shivananda saying, because of his devotional service to all the devotees, the Lord was so pleased, he kept eating. And in the role of a devotee, Chaitanya Charitamrita tells, he actually overate. And he got indigestion. And his mind was feeling like that. So Chaitanya Das, the son of Shivananda, saying so much inherited this bhakti that the next day he invited Lord Chaitanya to his home for prasad. And while everybody's giving luxurious sabjis and rice with ghee and so many sweet cakes, and he invites Lord Chaitanya to his home. Lord Chaitanya didn't say anything. But he understood the Lord's mind. He made him plain, simple rice with dahi, with yogurt, obviously from ahimsa milk. And in the yogurt he put ground ginger and some black pepper and some soft body and some lime. This is all like an Ayurvedic recipe for indigestion. That was the meal he gave for the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya enjoyed that meal so much. Not because it cured his indigestion, but because of the bhakti. When the Lord gets indigestion, it's how he reciprocates with the love of his devotee. And because Chaitanya Das understood his mind, he pleased the Lord so very, very much. And Chaitanya Das became one of the greatest poets and authors of transcendental literature by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And the second son was Ram Das. He was also a great acharya and author of so many beautiful books. And the youngest, it's described, 1 year when Shivananda Sen came to Puri in this way, he told Lord Chaitanya, my wife is pregnant. She's back in, I think it's called Kanjadapada. Yeah, near Kumarahata. And Lord Chaitanya said, you could name the child Paramananda. So when Shivananda Sen returned home, his wife gave birth. And he called the child Paramananda. But for short, they just called him Puri Das. So the next year, they brought this little child, Puri Das. And the little child crawled up to Lord Chaitanya and put Lord Chaitanya's toe in his mouth and started sucking on it. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the crest jewel of sannyasis. It's the personification of the highest level of renunciation. And yet, he just let the child suck his toe. And in doing that, he infused this child to be one of the greatest poets, one of the greatest compilers of transcendental literature. He became known as Kavi Karnapur. He wrote the Gaura Ganodeshtupika, which all of our acharyas are always quoting. It reveals what each of the associates of Lord Chaitanya's relation with Krishna and Radharani are in the spiritual world. How does he know these things? The Nityasiddha Acharyas accept that this is, he has the authority to reveal the most intimate identities of the associates of the Lord. Such an exalted position. And Ananda Vrindavan Champu, his beautiful explanation of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and so many other great literatures. Such mercy. The children of Shivananda say. And Lord Chaitanya that year, he told Govinda, his personal assistant, every day, as long as they are here, and that means many months, every day, give my Maha Maha Prasad to the family of Shivananda Singh. Lord Chaitanya said, Shivananda Singh's family is my family. I belong to them. Such a wonderful community you have here, New Ramanreti. Throughout the world, devotees are planning to move to Alachua.
It's true.
I think so. At least wherever I go. We have the most wonderful schools. It's the largest devotee community in the Western world. The maximum place we can find anywhere in the world where there is a community including so many of Srila Prabhupada's personal disciples. There's nowhere else on the planet that comes close to New Ramanreti. Wonderful kirtans, wonderful festivals. Today, Kunja Bihari Prabhu, the son of Shankishore Prabhu and Rasamrita Devi, he showed me, did you see those, what, hoof print? Productions or something. These films that he made of Janmashtami and that wonderful village of Vrindavan that you create on Janmashtami and the eco-village that you have here. The potential and the wonder of what is here is actually quite inconceivable. And Srila Prabhupada would tell us that with every blessing in Krishna consciousness comes a responsibility to reciprocate with that blessing. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would say to his American disciples, what is the use of your being American if you don't do something great? And when he was in India, Bharata Bhumi Te Hoila,
every person born in India should be spreading the devotion to Krishna throughout the world. What is the use if you have such a blessing unless you do something great with it? So we have so many wonderful devotees. The largest gathering in the whole world of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Largest community of second generation, third generation, fourth generation. And counting. It's such a gift. But along with the gift comes the responsibility. What can, with this beautiful community, and there cannot be, I'm not saying who's the most beautiful, but I can't say there cannot be anyone more beautiful than Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundara. And Sri Sri Krishna Balaramji. And Sri Nitai Goda Chandra. And this wonderful temple room. And so much trees and so many devotees, couple of Vriksha trees. But because there's so much that can be done from here. It's like Krishna is actually attracting devotees from all over the world to come and live here. There must be a purpose. It begins with making each other happy and then spreading that happiness beyond the borders. That's a responsibility. And a community cannot take responsibility beyond what each member is willing to dedicate themselves to take responsibility. When we're thinking everyone else should, but it's not my time, then it never happens. Of course, everyone just doesn't do it. That's human nature. But it's for each one of us not to wait. I must take responsibility in whatever small way or large way I can. Shivananda Sena is such an example. Taking responsibility. And the blessings upon his whole family. Nobody died. They all got fed by Lord Chaitanya every day. Kind of similar to the dog. So honored and grateful to be here to try to serve in whatever small way I can. Forgive me for my shortcomings. And please chant, dance, take nice prasad, and really try to make each other happy in this process. And offer Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar a community that they will really be pleased with, that they can empower to spread the mission of Srila Prabhupada throughout the world. When Srila Prabhupada had that little storefront with a few devotees who just joined like a month or two or three before, he was planning to have an international movement to spread love of Krishna all over the world. From that storefront in the Lower East Side of New York City, with a few devotees, could you imagine if he was here in Alachua with this community, what dreams and plans he would have for all of you? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you very much. Alachua's best well-wisher, His Holiness Shripada Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Chandamani Swami Maharaj ki. Okay, Prabhus and Mothers, please go and take prasadam.